Today, Andrew Sharp, Jennifer Seide, Dave Tim, Cameron Cormigan doing the update for the community players of Southwest Wisconsin and the trivia night. Don't miss it at the Phoenix Center on January 25th. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock. Also, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center welcoming you along to today's Thursday visit. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his farewell address to the country last night from the Oval Office.
Participating in our democracy becomes exhausting and even disillusioning. And people don't feel like they have a fair shot.
Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
This was really a chance for the president, someone who is leaving the office reluctantly, someone who was obviously hoping that he would win re-election, still actually thinks that that might have been possible, a chance for him to argue that what comes next is really in the hands of Americans, that it is up to the nation to shape its own history going forward.
Most of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees appear on track for confirmation. Details emerging about the Middle East ceasefire agreement. The Israeli cabinet is set to ratify the deal today. It calls for a pause in Gaza airstrikes and the release of dozens of Israeli hostages. Thousands of families in California pondering what comes next as they sift through the rubble of their homes for the wildfires. This is ABC News. It took a couple of tries, but Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket is finally off the ground.
Mechanical issues and bad weather forced two scrubs earlier this week, but just after 2 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time.
5, 4.
People across the Florida coast had stayed up to watch.
There it goes. I see it.
Before now, Blue Origin has been strictly a space tourism firm. Today's launch is the company's foray into the satellite, cargo, and astronaut transport industry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The CDC has confirmed a positive case of bird flu in a child in San Francisco. This is the country's second child infected with bird flu. The first case in November was also a child from California with an unknown exposure. At Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, a harbor seal and a young Chilean flamingo died from bird flu last week. The zoo says visitors are not a risk, but the birdhouse will be closed for now. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this spring-like morning, right? At 28 degrees here at the studios. We'll check forecast details coming up in just a little bit here today. A reminder, Ithaca officials made the decision yesterday to cancel classes for students in pre-K through fifth grade today due to illness of a high number of students. For more information, you can contact Ithaca Schools later today.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Our highs will top out around 35 today. Look for some winds to pick up west and northwesterly later between 10 and 20. 22 tonight, 40 for a high tomorrow, with a slight chance of flurries or sprinkles in the late afternoon. Friday night, 12. Saturday, 16. Sunday, 1 degree below zero. Also, Monday's high, negative 1, with dangerous wind chills at night around 30 below zero. No warnings or watches right now at the studios. Just to watch out for warmer weather today. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 28 degrees.
Making life count. Damn, I can use a little more back then. I could use a little more water.
A little back then, right now. That's Tyler Hubbard on WRCO, WRCE. Sunrise from the center. We're still waiting at sunrise in just a little bit here today. It is Appreciate a Dragon Day. All right. Book Publishers Day. Get to know your customers. International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Hank might be celebrating that a little bit later on today. Also, National Quinoa Day. If you'd like to celebrate, party on with some quinoa. It's National Fig Newton Day. I'll give you mine. I think I'm going to cut back on those. Let's see what else. Today is Religious Freedom Day. It's Psychiatric Technicians Day as well, and Prohibition Remembrance Day. All today, the 16th of January. Here's Shaboozy.
Another rebel in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken dreams. And I'm need it to know. John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. Hey, everything I need it. That's right. I'm Mark Twain on the Mississippi. I'm Hemingway with a shot of whiskey. I'm a TV dinner on a tray trying to figure out the wheel. A fortune. I'm a Texaco star. I'm a Gibson guitar. Still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar. For a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom. Baptized by rock and roll. I spent a lot of years running from believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way.
On Country and Community. It is 7:18 and 28 degrees.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey!
Good morning, young man. How are you doing today?
The hangster. Yes, I'm doing great.
People are wanting to know, was your night worthy?
Oh, you know what? I had a pretty relaxing night.
That's not the question.
Didn't do too much.
Since you didn't do anything last night, you have to work tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I unloaded the dishwasher, so that was something.
You unloaded it? How?
I unloaded it. Right.
Would you put them just on the counter and say, "Hey, honey, I did a good job."
Yeah. Just got them out of there, so I could put dirty stuff in there.
Exactly. So, yeah. Poor June.
Yeah.
Poor June. So yesterday
she can hold her own.
I guarantee you she can. So she's one lady. I just don't want to make her mad. So yesterday, we talked about fake being fouled. Okay. And as a delay game, okay, which it is considered a delay game. But here's the issue, okay? I was wrong, okay? Settle down, ladies.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, mark it down.
You were wrong?
I was wrong. So Brian Alvin called me and asked me, he goes, you might want to look into that rule a little bit more because people are getting confused on it, okay? So I did. So I made a phone call to the WIAA yesterday. Here's what they sent me. Delay game, okay, is the only delay games that you can have besides a subsection. Delay games are throw-in plane violations, like when they throw the ball in. All right, that's a delay game. Yeah. Huddle by either team or contact with the free throw that delays the administration of the free throw is a delay game. Interfering with the ball following a goal, like when tapping it.
Tapping out of bounds.
Yeah, which we had the other night.
Right.
Okay, that is delay game. Failure to have the court ready following a timeout, which could consider water on the floor, kids not coming out, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And then immediately passing the ball to an official after the ball is dead. Okay, so you can't just roll the ball off the floor.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You have to give it back to official. Those are the five that are considered delay game. All right. A second delay game under those five, okay, is a technical foul. That's the only ones. Not a flop or fake being fouled. Fake being fouled is in a subsection, one, okay? So fake being fouled is a rule in itself, okay? It's under delay game, but in a different subsection. So what this means is, the other night, it should have just been a flop warning or a fake being fouled warning.
You get a warning in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the next fake being fouled as a technical foul. Two, delay, even though it's a delay game, it's not considered a delay game under this subsection.
Okay. So is it so delay of game on the team then?
No. Yeah, it's a delay game on the team.
Okay. So like if two different players do it, it's...
You only get one delay game, and you only get one warning for fake being fouled. So it's kind of confusing there.
Yeah, it is.
So the five things I read you, like the five delay games, if you get the second one by either, by any personnel, is a technical foul.
Okay.
All right.
I'm clear
now,
on that.
For the fake being fouled one, you only get one warning, okay, because you may have your five starters in. A kid picks up a fake being fouled warning, and then in the second half, you have another kid fake being fouled. That's an automatic technical.
Okay. A lot to keep track of.
After the ball becomes dead, unless it's on the offense out front in a non-shooting. And that 'cause if it's a technical, it's automatic, okay, for the second one. But if it's a warning, if he's shooting, bucket goes in, it counts.
Now, this is unique for Wisconsin,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, because all other 48 states...
48.
Yeah.
49.
Well, there's only 48 in the National Federation that use it, so...
Oh. I thought maybe you're using an old flag.
Well, the other 13 colonies. So, I was wrong.
Oh!
So,
well,
credit goes to BA.
It's a big man that can admit he's wrong.
I'll tell you. And here's the thing. If I miss a call or something, hey, I'll tell you I missed one. You know, I don't get them all. I try to, but I don't. So
credit
when you Brian
credit,
Alvin.
Credit Brian Alvin. Yeah, that's
for checkmating me.
There you go.
It's all right, Brian. I'll get you.
Idaho man David Rush is in the news, announcing he broke 52 Guinness World Records in 52 weeks last year.
That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy? The Boise resident kicked off the year with the most ping pong balls caught in shaving foam on his head in 30 seconds. 14, by the way. He said the most painful record of the year was the fastest time to drink 1 liter of lime juice through a straw, 13 seconds. And he says, yes, I threw up afterwards.
My gosh. I wouldn't have ate for a week.
He said the furthest distance of blowing a playing card, 33 feet, 4.78 inches, was the most unexpected challenge. And he said the easiest record of the year was the most balloons burst with boxing gloves in 1 minute. The number to beat was 72. He smashed 327 balloons.
That is absolutely amazing. He must have had a needle in there or something.
I don't know. Oh, well.
Well, here's something for you and June to do over this year.
Oh, right. Well, we're looking for some things to do.
Well, here you go. The world's tallest and longest wing coaster. World record to open in Virginia, Doswell, Virginia. The new wing launch coaster, dubbed Reptira, located in King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia, will be introduced this year, just in time for the amusement park's 50th anniversary. Reptira will become the park's 14th roller coaster and will hit 65 miles an hour, which flip riders upside down 3 times. Now, you know, a lot of coasters you leave going up a hill.
Yeah.
Not this one. Unlike traditional roller coasters that start with the uphill climb, Reptira uses electromagnetic pulsation to blast you right out of the station and go 0 to 65 mile an hour in just under 4 seconds.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yes.
I'm glad you specified, because you said coaster. I thought you meant something you put under your drink. So
no, we have record coasters here.
I see what you got. Okay.
Don't we have record coasters here?
We do, yeah. Thank you. Yes, we were at one, I want to say it was, and maybe I'm exaggerating, but we were at one in Ohio, and the kids waited for like 2 hours to go on. I want to say it was like 120 miles an hour before it goes back the other way.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And the ride lasted 15 seconds.
Right. They waited 6 hours.
They waited 2 hours to go on a 16-second ride.
Right. That's
but
crazy.
I guess it's a thrill. It's a thrill.
I love roller coasters.
I took their word for it. But I'm not so much. Now, I don't get dizzy on roller coasters. I get dizzy, you know, watching merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
But I no longer like the straight down. You know.
You don't.
No, I can go upside down and everything else, but that straight down.
I love that G-force feeling.
Kills me.
Every time I come to work, that's what I get, Phil.
G-force feeling?
Yeah. Oh. Coming right back here, it's just like, oh.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the world's most expensive theme park, Philip. World record is in Tampa, Florida, okay? Busch Gardens, a privately owned zoo and amusement park in Tampa, Florida. I mean, Busch Gardens is worldwide and well known. Has some 2,700 animals with an exhibited of 335-acre park. A whopping one-day ticket, Philip, $117.94 was the average.
Hmm. I thought it'd be more than that. Actually.
I did too. That's a good deal for me.
That's a deal. Wow.
So, but compared to other parks like that, and I'm not talking amusement parks. I'm talking parks like the Busch Gardens.
Sure. Right.
Very expensive.
Right.
Hmm. So, I mean, you can come to basketball and watch the zoo for free.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Through your window.
Through my window. Uh-huh. Yes.
Right.
Free viewing.
Huh. I've been to Disney World a couple of times through the years, and I mean, it's maybe something somebody will go back with the grandkids, but I've never been anywhere where I got hit in the back of the legs by strollers so often. You know, it's like just wall-to-wall people.
Hey, and I'll tell you this. If you want a faster ride, if you want to cut the line, you put yourself in a wheelchair.
Well, that's true, but no, you can buy a pass.
They'll give you a wheelchair, and you go straight to the line.
Oh, you'd never do that.
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, but I would never go to Disney World. That's just me.
Oh.
I'm kind of anti-Disney guy. I really am.
Yeah.
I am.
Uh-oh.
But that's just me.
To each their own. I had fun there. The movie sets and different things they did. So, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, I don't.
I was scared of Mickey Mouse, though, and you know.
Well, you kind of resemble him.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Same ears. So,
yeah, anyway. Same ears.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the same voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, too.
I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, big plans tonight for you?
Yeah, basketball tonight.
Where are you?
Basketball tomorrow night and River Valley tonight.
Okay.
And, around the circuit.
Do you know where you're at tomorrow night yet?
Richland Center.
Oh, cool.
They'll be honoring the two state teams of 2002-03 and 2003-04.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And do that at halftime tomorrow night, so that'll be kind of cool.
Did you announce them back in the day?
Oh, you bet I did. Those were some good times.
Yeah.
Some of the most exciting games that I ever called. And then, of course, some real memorable games. Columbus had an outstanding program at the time as well, and they met one time at Baraboo High School in the sectional semifinal on Friday night. Biggest crowd that I've ever seen in that Baraboo school, and I've done a lot of games over the years because that's always been the tournament. We usually wind up through Baraboo, boys or girls, and they were hanging from the rafters that night.
Really?
Just an awesome game, and that was the year that Richland Center went to state, and the next day, it was kind of anticlimactic the next day because it was like they got over the hurdle. And then they had a pretty easy win, you know, by a pretty outstanding number the next day. But so the Friday night game was actually
that was the state game.
Yeah.
So. You see a lot of that anymore with the way the WA puts them in the divisions.
Yeah, where they wind up.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Anyway, good memories.
So, anyway, my man, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be kind, and I'm going to go lick my wounds, Phil.
Yeah, there you go. You admitted you were wrong.
No,
that's a first step toward becoming a new man this year.
Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists' difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Richland Locker in Richland Center is bringing you the Living High on the Hog Sale. Stock up on delicious deals like bone-in pork country ribs for just $2.28 a pound and bone-in center pork chops for only $2.98 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham at $4.98 a pound and creamy Munster cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Don't miss out on these mouth-watering savings. Head to Richland Locker today and taste the difference quality makes. Richland Locker, where great deals meet great taste. This day in history, January 16th of 1936, the first photo finish camera was installed at a U.S. racetrack in Florida. 1939, the Superman newspaper comic made its debut. Hello, Dolly debuted on Broadway in 1964 and on TV in 1976. The Donnie and Marie musical variety show premiered on ABC. They turned down the idea of the Donnie, Marie, and Phil show. That didn't fly. Anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Cheryl Stanley from Richland Center United Methodist Church, to Abigail Phillips Durst from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita, to Abigail Rose Durst, have a great day from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and have a great day, Abigail, from Lori and the guys, to Kristen Joseph from Lori and the guys, happy birthday wishes to Billy Strike from Lori and the guys as well. Let's see who else is celebrating. Oh, yes, Mark Rongholt from Mom and Dad and all the family. Best wishes to Mark as he celebrates another year older and wiser, and maybe he'll be releasing his new album this year. I don't know. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Evelyn Faulkner from Mary and Lyle and all the family, and to Gene Fox from all the Rongholts and all your friends at Five Points. Keep things under control in Boaz today, Gene. Okay, we don't want to hear any bad reports there. Have a great day. Let's see. Mary Beth Barron celebrates today, so all the best. Her family is singing beautiful music to her today. Have a great day from Jeff and Tyler and Chelsea and Mackenzie and Ben. Have a great day today, Mary Beth Barron's. Have a great day today from your friends at Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club headquarters, to Susan Legal, to Tony Hess, Dan Willis, Steve Muller, Jerry Shadowell, and Mary Beth Barron's. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Barbara Bierce and Ashley Franklin. And today is Dan Willis's birthday. Happy birthday to Dan from Sue and Merriman. And to Dan, have a great day. To my son-in-law, have an awesome birthday wish today. This is going out today from all of your family and friends, Dan, and appreciate it. He's another year older and wiser. And then, Dan, thanks for not beating me up when I was in junior high, okay? Have a great day. Dan Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Greetings from Richland Center Lions Club today. This goes out to Rita Sobranek and Kathleen Crary. And happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Aria Dolman. And happy anniversary wishes today. We salute Vern and Gloria Geischert. It is their special day today.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Joanne has the news coming up in just a little bit. Good luck today, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're going to go buy a truck somewhere.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a height of bid and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off. Knock three times and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12. Turned right on the one-lane gravel road. And I parked in the yard. And a German Shepherd came out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go and the screen door opened. Bob came out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back at the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nail starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? Says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal sign here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off with the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob came out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west to County 12, took two full quarts of 408 oil just to get her to the Conville station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck and seller swap for a hide a bed.
C.W. McCall and WRCO Radio. I bought a truck like that once. Anyway, Joanne has the news coming up next here. We hope you have a great Thursday.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and mild today, a high of 35 with west-northwest winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 22 and south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southerly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Again in Richland Center, after a low of 19, it's 29 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. After much deliberation yesterday, Ithaca officials made the decision to cancel classes for students in pre-K through fifth grade due to illness of a high number of students. For more information, contact Ithaca Schools. When you go to vote in the spring election, you'll adhere to Wisconsin's voter ID law. You'll also be voting on the law. Republican lawmakers have passed a measure to add the voter ID law to the ballot. If it passes, it'll be added to the state constitution. Republicans claim it reduces voter fraud. Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin says, quote, it helps maintain public confidence in our electoral outcomes, reinforcing the principle of one vote, one person. Experts and advocates say the voter ID law disproportionately affects people of color and those with economic disadvantages because they're less likely to have a state ID. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. yesterday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says no federal agency impacts Americans' daily lives more than the Department of Transportation. Duffy says Trump is a builder and wants to invest in rebuilding the country's infrastructure. Duffy was introduced and has the support of both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. As bird flu begins to pop up across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in a poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock, as well as another positive poultry test in Burnett County. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Some Wisconsin residents are not a fan of the Department of Transportation's new winter road condition labels, starting a petition to bring back the old labels on the 511 Wisconsin app. The DOT uses the app to share road condition updates with drivers and recently replaced some labels like slippery and snow or ice covered with broader labels. They say the previous labels included conditions that could change quickly, leaving their map inaccurate at times. Critics say the old labels were important for delivery drivers who need more specific updates. Governor Tony Evers is praising the Wisconsin Health and Educational Facilities Authority for their work supporting nonprofits across the state in 2024. According to a press release, the agency completed financing for 13 nonprofit organizations in 13 cities last year, issuing bonds totaling over $550 million. The agency's yearly review estimated that their efforts supported 47 direct jobs and over 3,000 construction jobs. Nonprofit borrowers included various acute care, educational, and senior living facilities. Baby foods are safe, but not all of them are healthy. A recent study from the World Health Organization says that two-thirds of baby foods on grocery store shelves in the U.S. are unhealthy. Ellen Compton is a registered dietitian with Gunderson Health System.
They were looking at baby foods in the U.S., and a lot of our food marketing kind of across the board can be deceptive, especially to, you know, busy parents who just want to grab and go and have a variety of food for their kids. There are claims on some packaging that can be somewhat deceptive. So, for example, you know, just because something says that it's organic or wholesome or BPA-free does not necessarily mean that it's going to be considered like a health food. You know, many, many things can be organic. Sugar can be organic, and you don't want to be giving your baby lots of sugar. And this study also talked a lot about, you know, there are added sweeteners in baby foods. The pouches that parents kind of tend to grab are higher in some added sweeteners. Granted, a lot of them are fruit-based, so they're going to be sweeter in nature. But having parents kind of look out for words like apple juice concentrate or any sort of juice concentrate that is going to be an added sugar that's not natural to the fruit itself that's in the pouch.
Take the claims of the pouches on the shelf with a grain of salt.
Make sure that you are using them kind of in moderation, like a quick grab-and-go type snack or something like that, and not relying on them completely to feed your child. So doing a variety of different foods and advancing the texture of those foods as tolerated by your own child. So making sure that they're safe when they're chewing and swallowing and they can actually handle that. Because it is important to not just be slurping down liquid food. We do need to have them develop those oral motor skills that they're going to need to, you know, someday chew something like steak. So definitely want to develop that in them too.
Ellen Compton says while the study showed that many of those foods don't meet protein requirements, parents need to remember that fruit and vegetable purees will not have protein in them. She adds that it is okay to give babies foods of this nature. An American Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday, where donors nearly met the goal of 75 units. 71 units were collected yesterday, which included 20 Power Red. Thank you to all the donors working to save lives. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state beginning today. More information on overweight permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT Oversize Overweight Permits webpage. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, January 16th. Richard Allen Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Of Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82, of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathis, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Geraldine Mathias, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christy.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says when it does go through.
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President Biden delivering his final address to the nation last night from the Oval Office. President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated for the second time on Monday. Most of his cabinet picks appear headed for confirmation. This is ABC News.
You can always continue.